asked for his dead body in order to be buried before the Sabbath day, the Jewish day of preparation. They were all Jews who observed Sabbath day. The text for this morning leaves us at the funeral and the burial of Jesus in the garden close to the crucifixion site. What is next? Good Friday leads the Christians to the Happy Sunday, the first day of the week, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Easter. Without the Good Friday, there is no sense of having an Easter Sunday. And without the Good Friday, all and everyone in the world, including you and I, would remain unredeemed, still in darkness and outside the kingdom of God, and still sinners forever and ever. In the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, humanity has been set free from sin, and the slavery of sin was broken. All, you and I and everyone who wants redemption of God, ornament on the ears, believed that the God of Jesus Christ did not care and had left him to suffer and die, or there was no God. With the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the cross proclaims a complete success of the mission of the Son of God. He won the battle against the devil and a victory for him, for sinners to reconcile with their Maker and Creator, the Heavenly Father, and a victory over death eternal to a life everlasting with God in the kingdom. It was a turning point of the history of humanity that all have Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as an advocate, a defender, a friend, a brother, and intercessor. However, not everyone wants him, believes in him, or welcomes him, and so removed him or herself from the redemption and salvation and refused the need of God and Jesus Christ in his or her existence in the world. What is the takeaway? Good Friday is a good time to ask what I did with my life and in my life that God has sent Jesus Christ to the cross and die such a cruel death. You and I were not there when they crucified him. So, we did not kill him, so to speak. How we might be responsible for his death? We hear from his many stories of the goodness of the Heavenly Father, the love for his creation and the humanity and the beauty of nature, the caring God for his children like a good shepherd to the flock of lamb and sheep, the joy he has over a prodigal returns home, the generosity of God in giving mercy and forgiveness. He hates sin. Sin is a deliberate transgression of the known will of God. It is a direct personal challenge to God and a deliberate personal choice to go against God's it is something like He's faithful and just to forgive.